Welcome to the Taryn Reeve Show, where your journey to empowerment takes center stage. I'm your host, Taryn Reeves, best-selling author and publishing expert. Together, we'll dive into the hearts and minds of visionaries, disruptors, and trailblazing leaders to explore the most compelling and thought-provoking ideas in life, business, and marketing. Let's inspire, impact, and ignite. This is the Taryn Reeves Show. Today, we are diving into the topic of five reasons, and there are loads more than five, but I'm going to stick to five because short and sweet, just like me, every entrepreneur should write a book. Now, obviously, I am biased. I am a multiple international bestselling author, and it's what I do for a living. But to me, it is so much more than what I do for a business because it is absolutely transformational what it can do for your business. And when you transform your business, you can create so much more freedom. So that us single mamas, us single dads, us family people, whatever freedom looks to you, we can have more freedom of choice. And that, to me, is the ultimate freedom. So let's dive into five reasons why every entrepreneur should have a book. So first things first, it establishes authority and expertise. Not many people actually go through the process of coming up with an idea, spending time writing the book, going through the publishing process, actually launching it and getting it out there, and then continuing to market it. Many people dream of writing a book, few actually get there. And when you take the time to distill your expertise down into that physical or digital copy of a book that's full of value to your ideal client, that automatically brings with it that authority and expertise. You have enough knowledge in your area to put it into words and explain it with diagrams, if you like, worksheets, whatever it is, into a book and get it out there so that you can help your ideal customer. It is a tangible proof of your knowledge and your expertise. So yeah, that's basically the first thing. It sets you apart in a crowded market because that obviously then offers you a distinct advantage over your competitors because everybody's got a Facebook account. Everybody's got a Facebook group. Every man and his dog's got an Instagram and all that jazz. And it's noisy out there. So how do you actually stand out? Your book is going to set you apart. Imagine turning up to a networking event with a couple of books in your bag and you're chatting to people and you're like, oh, hey, would you like a copy of my book? And they're like, hell yeah, I would. Oh, you sign a copy for me. And then they read it and they're like, holy crap, this is really actionable and brilliant. I want to go and check out this person. And they hop onto your website and they build even more authority with them because you're now marketing to them off the pages and they join your Facebook group and they join your email list. Or they might just straight up buy your next level stuff if you've done a good enough job of distilling your expertise and giving enough value in that, because what a book does is it warms up those cold leads. So it's giving people a chance to get to know you in a very intimate way that's not a noisy on social media and all that stuff, and not this fronted up professional business look that we've been taught, which by the way is so outdated, that business success looks like. So consider Richard Branson, Seth Godin, Alex Hormozi, Gabriella Bernstein, all of these people have published books and really solidified their authority in their respective fields. Oh, don't forget Tony Robbins. He has mastered the shit out of that. And they inspire millions and millions of people. That could be you too. They're not different to you, but they were smart enough to distill what they've learned through their years into a book. And then they've marketed the hell out of it. And they've become very, very successful. And having that book, that authorship, that title of best-selling author really serves as a testament to the power of having a book to establish your expertise. A book also enhances your personal and your business brand. So it's a powerful tool for building a strong personal brand. And we already touched on this a few moments ago. It allows people that glimpse behind the curtain of really showcasing your voice, your values, your vision, how you would speak normally to a trusted friend or a one-on-one client. And it's really, really crucial to build that and become relatable to your audience, because when you're relatable to your audience, they learn to trust you more, and it fosters loyalty among your customers and clients. And what is better than a following of loyal fans ready to buy your next level stuff? A book is a unique branding tool that sets you apart. really showcasing your commitment to your field and your willingness to give it all away, so to say, to really help people. What you want to do with your book is you really want somebody to pick it up. And if they've got the stamina and the willpower and the dedication to take what they've just read and apply it. Now, not many people do, but you want them to do that so that they can go and do whatever it is that you say they're going to do. So my book, Automatic Authority, teaches you how to write a best-selling book. Some people will be able to pick that book up and not only write, but also publish and market their book, all without ever speaking to me or joining my Facebook group or any of that, because I've poured that much value in there. So don't be scared to give it away. But lots of people will then come into my mastermind and they will come into our intimate coaching experiences and our one-on-one high-touch programs because that's what they need at that specific time. So we do offer that, but it really positions me as the authority in my field because I've taken everything that I've known and I've gone, here you go, here it is. Alex Hormozi does the same thing in the $100 million leads. If you haven't read that, pick it up. It's amazing. And from a business perspective, if you have a book, it really enhances your brand perception because, again, not many people do it. And it provides a sense of credibility and reliability. So it's also your key differentiator in a crowded marketplace. And it really can be the tipping point between a customer deciding whether or not they want to work with you or with a competitor. Because let's face it, there are a million coaches out there who work with relationships. There are a million fitness coaches. There are a million branding experts. There are a million social media managers. But do they all have books? Nah, I don't think so. So if you do have a book and somebody has read your book and they're tossing up between you and your competition, guess who's going to win out every single time? Because you've given them something and it's natural human behavior to then want to give something back. It's also a long-term marketing tool. Your book is a long-term marketing tool. It's not a one-time effort. I am a big fan of do it once, do it right, and use it forever. Okay? I don't like buying things once or doing things once and then 3 weeks later I have to do a whirlwind. Hell no. Who has time for that? Not me, and certainly not you. So it's a long-term marketing asset. It can generate leads, it can attract new customers, and it can open up revenue streams long after you've hit the publish button and launched it. I'm talking years. Even after you die, people, your book, if you've done a good enough job, is still going to be generating revenue for your kids, 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 kids. How freaking cool is that? I think that's pretty cool. I've got goosebumps now talking about it. Unlike digital content, which can really become quickly outdated, a well-written book really remains relevant and continues to attract new readers. And contrary to popular belief, after you've published a book, it's not like set in stone. It's not like, oh my gosh, I can't ever change it. What if I'm talking about systems and a new system comes out? It's super easy to just get your publishing team to jump in and update that section and publish the new version. So it's always, always relevant. And another cool thing, again, a fan of work smarter, not harder. Work smarter, my friend. Your book is basically content forever, for years to come. You can repurpose that stuff into blogs, articles, podcasts, social media content. And each iteration of that content, however you are spitting it out, whether it's a tweet, an Instagram story, a TikTok, whatever it is, will reach a new audience and then drive traffic back to your business. So it's this beautiful ecosystem that you've got going on. And it also supports your SEO efforts. So Google's going to love the hell out of you. And you want to do backlinks to your site, keyword rich excerpt, boosting your online visibility. It's a no-brainer. Okay. It really, really is. Give the manuscript to your team, your social media team, and go just create content forever. It's amazing. Another thing your book will do for you is really open up the door to exclusive networking and opportunities. Like I said before, remember imagine walking into a room of people you don't know, and there's five of your competitors there who do something similar to you. And you walk in there with your best-selling book and you're chatting to people, and then they get a physical copy in their hands. You are going to be the center of their attention. Okay, as opposed to someone handing them this flimsy little business card or going, oh, hey, follow me on Insta. It just doesn't have the same impact. Take it a step further. Imagine being a guest speaker at that networking event and you've got your books for sale up the back and you do a little signing opportunity or you give away something to go with your book and they take it home. It's all relationship building. It's really going to open up the door to new business relationships and collaborations. I love collaborating with other entrepreneurs because, again, work smarter, not harder. And the power of collaboration cannot be underestimated. Your book has the power to introduce you to other thought leaders in your industry, potential partners, customers, and this expanded network is really invaluable in growing your business, exploring new markets, fostering innovation. You're going to get invited to speak at conferences, seminars, events, retreat. Imagine having all of these high ticket referral people with these huge audiences who will send people your way for the thing that they know that you specialize in, all because they had a copy of your book. So that is next level. I have seen the doors open up, and they've opened up for me as well. I've spoken in Las Vegas. I've spoken in Beverly Hills. I've spoken in Hollywood. My face has been on New York Times Square. And now, obviously, none of this is to brag, because this is possible for you too. Why did all of those things happen? Because I wrote a book. I'm just a small town girl from Zimbabwe in Africa. For those of you who don't know, who now lives in Australia, I'm a single mama with two kids, and my face was up there. Like, holy moly, if I can do that, so the heck can you. I'm not special, but what I know is, so is what you know. It's late at night. My brain is scrambled. That's what happens when you're a single mama with an 8-year-old and a 5-month-old. The final point I want to drive home with a book is that it's really a legacy and a personal achievement, because nothing is quite as magical and healing and transformative as taking the time to sit with what you know, go deep and explore it, and really go into that space of how much you actually do know. And it's very humbling. It's very expansive. And you sit there and you go, you know what? I am good at this stuff. So all of that self-worth, that inner critic, gets silenced a little bit more. I don't care how successful you become, because I am 99.9% sure that every person on this planet has that voice in their head that's always telling them that it's not quite good enough. Or what if this goes wrong? Or do you really know enough stuff? But doing this process of writing a book and then speaking about it, speaking engagements, all those things, each time you do it, solidifies within you that you are good enough, that you do know your shit. And that you deserve to make money and a lot of it from what you know. But people aren't going to know that you're there unless you reach out and really give it to them in a way that's going to slap them in the face like a book to the head. So a book allows you to share your journey, your challenges, your successes, your lessons learned, and allows you to inspire others. And if your book changes the life of one single person, what a gift to be able to give somebody. What a gift to be able to give your kids as well, so that they can look at what you've done as their parent and go, gosh, I'm proud of them. When you pass, it's this piece that stays forever. It really stays forever. So those are a few reasons why every entrepreneur, in my opinion, should have a book. Now, I would love to hear your opinion. So make sure that you contact me on social media. Let me know if you've got a book, share it with me. I would love, love, love to hear your success and how it's been for you. And if you enjoyed this episode, then please leave a review, share with your friends, share with people who aren't your friends, because let's make it awkward. And I will see you in the next episode. That's a wrap on today's episode. If you love the insights and inspiration, don't let it end here. Hit subscribe to stay connected and turn your visions into reality alongside our community of changemakers. I'm Taryn Reeves. Thank you for joining me. And remember, your story has power. See you in the next episode.